It is four seasons on the Wisconsin Badgers defensive line. Olive Sagapolo helped the Big Ten team win over 40 games. The 6'2 nose tackle started 26 of those for Wisconsin. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart, and welcome to another edition of Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you help to sponsor and sustain with those tax-deductible gifts to WWIB Incorporated. That stands for Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Inc. And you can find us anytime on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and give quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Sags played two NFL years in Detroit and recently signed a free agent contract with the Atlanta Falcons. It's been fun to have him on the show this week, talking about Badger days and what's upcoming for him in A-Town, Atlanta, and talk about his years in Detroit, going to training camp with the Green Bay Packers. So what are your biggest memories, Sags, when you played for the Badgers? What are the biggest games you won't forget?
I think one game that comes to mind is my freshman year. We played against Nebraska. I remember Hoff in the fourth quarter missed a field goal. Offense came back, got us good field position, and Rafael kicked the game-winning field goal to end that game. And I think that was one of those big ones. So I remember I was actually on the field goal unit when it happened. I'd probably say it was probably that one. And then 2016 when we beat LSU at Lambeau.
Yeah, that was so much fun to beat a national power in LSU that day at Lambeau. So last year, the Badgers got off to a very quick start, had some impressive victories, and then blew a tire or two. Any sense, Olive, of how this team might be on the field this year, what they might look like this year?
You know what? I know that these guys are young and they're hungry. Definitely how things went last year with COVID, I mean, it was tough. But I know that these young guys here are ready to get after it. They're anxious. They really are willing to work. They put in a lot of time in the weight room. Coach Steve, with all the coaching changes, they've done whatever they can to soak up whatever knowledge they can from coaches that have come in and some of the blood. But I know that these young guys are real anxious to get out there and just show the country how to play ball, how to play Wisconsin ball. And you know what? I'm excited for these guys when they come back out here real soon.
Yeah, and I think last I looked, they were ranked something like 13 in the preseason poll. Well, you're famous, of course, for the Sagapolo backflip. It's a video that went viral of a big 300-pound-plus nose tackle doing a standing backflip on the beach. How did that move come to be?
You know what? It's definitely one of those things where a big man tries to think he's small. For me, being as big as I was or am, I used to think that I could do it. And in high school, we used to hang out with some of the cheerleaders at the time. And they're like, hey, you want to come to open gym and try to learn how to do a backflip? And came in one day, just kind of threw it on a tumbling track, threw it a couple times, landed it a couple times, and then just took it to the floor and threw it. I mean, a lot of people kind of question, hey, you know what, can you teach me how to do a backflip? But to be honest, it's kind of easy. You just have to commit to it. If you don't commit to it, that's when everything gets all wonky. You might fall on your neck. But yeah, it was definitely high school, just something to do, something fun to do, and just got to do it.
Yes, you made it look easy in that soft beach sand out there in California. Well, you've had some great times on the field and other times when you weren't sure if playing football was going to be in the cards for you, if it was over. How have you seen the Lord show himself faithful in your life, in your football career, the kind of roller coaster you've been riding the last couple of seasons?
I definitely think it's just the emotion that I get. With this job, it's sometimes you can get into some pretty deep holes in terms of you don't know when the next job opportunity is coming. You try to stay hopeful, but at the same time, whenever things don't pan out your way, you kind of get real, kind of get some, you kind of get full of yourself and you try to think that I'm bigger than anything else. But I think that for me, the more I read the word and the more I listened to what my mom would always tell me, listen to some of the messages of the church that I go to, I think he just wants me to be able to touch lives with him, whomever that I meet outside of the sport. I think it's always, for me, just trying to find some calmness, and that's definitely what I've gotten every time that I read. It relaxes my head with everything going on, and it's pretty much it.
Yeah, peace of God, huh? When you had that torn rotator cuff your senior season at Wisconsin, you missed the final college games of your career. That really must have been a time, Olive, when God spoke into your life, huh?
Definitely. That was definitely one of those moments that I talk about where I started to think I could do things on my own. I felt that I could take on the whole world with just myself. And the more I kind of sat there and contemplated, it was, I can't. I find my strength through God. Everything that I do is through Him, from Him giving me strength, from Him to giving me patience, granting me confidence, granting me wisdom. That's what it takes, and I feel like that's why I'm here today.
All right, well, we've got to leave Olive today. Olive Sagapolo, the former Badger nose tackle, now playing with the Atlanta Falcons. Thanks for spending so much time this week talking about football and your journey and your spiritual journey, too. It's encouraging to hear how God's been molding you into the man that He desires here recently with time in God's Word and prayer. All right, Olive, thank you so much. We'll stay in touch. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you so much for having me.